Welcome to Low Standards and Pours, Sunday, January 31st, 7:17 Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting just outside of Detroit City. Welcome you to show number 60. Good evening, Bill.
Wait a minute, we've already done 60 of these things?
60.
6-0.
60. 6-0.
They let us do this 60 times.
No, they haven't cut us off yet. Hold on, let me fade this out. So,
that was a beautiful fade.
It's the only thing I know how to do. If I do it by volume, then I lose you.
Yeah, but to have a due time.
Oh, man. Woo!
Welcome like to the Sunday.
Yeah, beautiful Sunday. I thought we were supposed to get like 45 inches of snow.
Hey,
we got like a dusting.
I got just enough to have to mow the snow or whatever. Vacuum it with the blower thing, whatever you call it.
Yeah, my mom's neighbor does it with a leaf blower.
Yeah, well, you can do that too, but that's not what I did.
Yeah, I find it kind of odd.
I used the machine thing that I'm supposed to
do. Did you?
I don't know.
The vacuum cleaner?
The little blower thing. The snow blower machine farting burping thing.
I was asking somebody the other day.
Yeah.
Why don't they just make one that melts the snow?
Well, I've always been a fan of the idea of a snow flamethrower.
Yeah, that too.
Throw flame on it and burn it all up, melt it all down. But you know, then you've got the problem of ice and if we could do something where we could change it molecularly to turn it directly from the solid to a gas,
then
there would be no problem with the liquid water issue and turning into ice.
Yeah.
But, you know, the scientists have not been spending their time on stuff like that. They've been too busy, you know, developing vaccines and other stuff. So,
yeah. Speaking of, have you gotten yours yet?
No. I don't expect to get mine until well into June.
Yeah, I'm kind of holding out too. I figured.
I'm not holding out. I'm just like, there's no reason for me to ask because I'm not going to get in line. I'm healthy and 50.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, well, you're not, you know, they're going to give OJ one first.
Can they do that?
OJ Simpson got his vaccination.
Really?
And there are nurses and first responders who still don't have it yet.
How the hell did he get it?
Because he was probably in line when Trumpy Boy was in charge.
Yeah, it's like Doofus Maloofus let out Kwame Kilpatrick.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We weren't going to talk about that. But
we're going to go – well, because we actually have a plan tonight, don't we?
Yeah.
Did you see my email? You see the email I sent you that actually has something that resembles part of maybe an outline?
I just want to say that he stole $95 million from the city of Detroit, and he's out in 7 years. And they said it was a harsh 7 years for him. I'm like, what a bunch of fucking idiots.
Did he get the $95 million back?
No, but I guess he's got to pay, I forgot how many millions in retribution back to the city.
It should be $95 million. If he stole $95 million, then he should have to pay back $95
million. Sorry. That was with briberies and laundering too, but still. Yeah.
I don't care.
I get your point.
If you're gonna break the law like that and do something that's gonna, it's just there's too many people that's hurting that.
And they said his sentence was harsh, 28 years for $95 million.
Well, it's not that it's $95 million; it's 28 years for the lives he's affected and broken.
Yeah, yeah, no,
and things that he's done. And I don't care about the money part, but if there's gonna be some kind of retribution. Yeah, sure. You get your pardon, but you still owe $95 million.
Right.
Cough it up, jackass.
Yeah, no shit.
You're going to be taxed at 90% of your income for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
You live off 10% of your income. Well, anyways, that's just me being ass.
You know what? What am I doing? I don't know.
While you're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have to give you the slightly adjusted disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Because, well, it's like I said, I've got the pre-show disclaimer and the middle.
We should do one on the outro.
Yeah.
You know, so, what do you think? Go ahead.
We'll work on that. But yeah. I do have to let you know that we've had some changes at the law offices. It is now law offices of Jameson, Walker, and Smirnoff.
And Smirnoff, where'd Smirnoff come from?
Svedka.
What about Modelo? I'm drinking Modelo right now.
You're supposed to not be having anything.
No, I know. I'm just sipping on it.
All right. Well, and plus it's beer, so beer's okay.
Yeah, beer's not hurting okay. Anybody.
Well, I'm not going to hurt you.
But
Svedka's off of your list, and Smirnoff is the next best thing for my household. So.
All right. It's off. Yeah, it'll probably be off my list for a little while.
Yeah, it should be. Just to keep you healthy and happy and surviving and what have you. So anyways, this is the updated disclaimer for this week for the law from the law offices of Jameson, Walker, and Smirnoff. This facsimile of a show is meant as a little entertainment, very little. All ramblings are the product of the... I can't even read today. All ramblings are the product of these two morons babbling on about some stuff that they think is interesting. Any semblance of things that may be misconstrued as fact is purely coincidental. These chumps have done no actual research, and can't even be trusted to feed your cat. They can barely English properly. Disruptive, obnoxious, and or other big words are clearly accidental and meant to get a reaction out of the audience. Sadly, that reaction is usually related to motion sickness and or involuntary explosive diarrhea. We're sorry about that. Any resemblance to preparation or indication that these guys am the smarts is purely a coinkydink. Relax, pull my finger, enjoy the show. Pour me another brother. So that was the updated.
That's quite the disclaimer. Yeah.
I was trying to be smarty pants about it, but
It's probably good that we put that in there.
They wouldn't let me change it anyway. So
all right,
all those legal fees I'm paying, they're keeping us in a semblance of reality.
It's keeping us broke, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you got for your first album?
I thought you were going to go first.
Oh, I can go first. You know, I don't know a lot about this guy, but I do know.
You're the host.
Am I the host today? All right. Well, released in October 22nd of 1991.
Okay.
An album called Girlfriend. I think we've talked about this before a little bit. His name is Matthew Sweet.
Oh, I have heard that name.
Yeah, Matthew Sweet. Probably his best album. It was probably one of the best albums of 1990.
Well, that's not saying much, though.
True. Almost every song on there you would enjoy. Anybody would enjoy. It's just very well written.
Do you got any samples?
Yeah, you'd have to really listen to it. It gets.
What does he sound like?
He sounds. You're going to find out. Let me see.
This is Matthew Sweet, and the album is what now?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend from 1990.
1991.
Yeah. Is it like rock and roll, blues?
He's a songwriter, jazz. Folky, pop folky. Okay. Very easy to listen to. You know, I would say kind of, you know, a little bit like a Dave Matthews, but maybe.
Okay.
Let me see. I enjoy Dave Matthews. I
do too. I
think
you say that in jest.
Yeah.
You know, I like the Dave Matthews stuff that you gave me.
I'll put it on and see if you can hear it. This is the one he gets the most. Oh, can you believe it?
God, yeah, I can.
These commercials, 37 seconds. Nope, skip ads.
Yeah, do that. Hello, Earth. I actually came prepared. I have two on pause. Like at the Sparts that I'm going to use. Let's turn that up a little bit. Okay, that's loud. So that's guitar-y.
pretty good, eh?
Got a lot of guitar. Father Brian, thanks for joining.
I'll let it go for just a couple more, a few more seconds there.
All right. Oh, yeah, I remember this song. That I know that voice, too, yeah. What else was he in?
He's pretty much always been solo, I believe, but he's played with some big people. He played with, I think, the Go-Go's. Let me think here. I'm going through.
Gotta be careful how you say that. He played with the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
Music Man. He played Music Man. That's what it was. It was a music.
Yeah, he's played a lot of big name people.
So he's
been around for a while.
Probably even done some studio work, I would bet.
As far as what he meant, studio work. I mean, talking about like background studio vocals and
Working for other bands, doing stuff in their studios and doing shit like that. So
yeah. Where the hell is it?
A little collab here, a little collab there.
Yeah, I was just reading through.
Did you see Father Brian joined us?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Hello, Father Brian.
We love you too.
Yes. Thanks for listening to our show.
Yeah.
Share if you must.
14 people that aren't related to us.
Download it if you like.
For the next 7 days.
Yeah. So
Matthew Sweet.
Matthew Sweet.
Go ahead.
Oh, somebody's at my door.
He's very guitar-y.
Yeah, hold on a second.
There's nobody at your door worthwhile.
Yeah, somebody's knocking on my door.
7:30 at night?
Yeah, it might be Jan. Hold on a second.
All right, well, I'll say some stuff.
Go ahead. Numbers.
In fact, you know, since it is what it is, and I screwed it up the first time, the disclaimer from the law offices, Jameson Walker and Smirnoff, this facsimile of a show is meant as little entertainment. Very little. All ramblings are the product of these two morons babbling about stuff that they think is interesting. Any semblance of things that may be misconstrued as fact is purely coincidental. These chumps have done no actual research and can't even be trusted to feed your cat. They can barely English properly. Blah, 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 blah. Are you back now?
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't ring my doorbell and they just knocked and that was it. So whatever.
Probably left you a package.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes Jan does. She leaves me food.
You can ring my bell. Oh, sorry.
Ring my bell.
So anyways, Matthew Sweet is, if I remember correctly, he's very guitar-y.
Yes, very. That's what he's known for.
Some rocking guitar riffs, and that's what caught me in the beginning. But as soon as I heard him sing, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that voice.
Yeah.
And I remember that song, too. So that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
What more did you want to tell us about Matthew Sweet?
I got sidetracked with someone knocking on my door, but
just about every song on there was a good one.
Yeah, every song on there is excellent. Like I said, he's played with a lot of big name people, and I am completely drawn a blank. I'm looking up actually Wikipedia, but there is a handful, and if I see them, I'll
it's not important I'll necessarily, let you know. but you're saying, go on.
No, I was going to say, if anybody's looking for just a overall good album to listen to that's written well and played well, Matthew Sweet, Girlfriend, excellent.
Yeah, I think, and like I said, I do remember. I remember that song that you were playing.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of that particular song, but as soon as he started,
it was Girlfriend. Yeah, the album's Girlfriend, and the name of the song is Girlfriend.
That was the one. Yeah.
Yep.
That was a good tune. I remember that one.
Yeah.
So my first album of the day, week, month, is a band that was around in the mid to late 80s, got their fame for music people in that late 80s. Mm-hmm. But there was a movie that they had one of their songs put on that came out in like 93 with John Goodman. And I'm talking about the song "I Want to Be a Flintstone."
Oh,
by the Screaming Blue Messiahs.
The Screaming Blue Messiahs. Song.
Yeah, can you hear that at all? It doesn't matter. I want to be a Flintstone.
Very distantly.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not a big deal. I'll keep it going in the background. But so this band is one of those things that I just love their sound. Now, if you know the song "I Want to Be a Flintstone," which you obviously do, right?
Yeah.
The album that's on is called Bikini Red. And okay. That album is from like 87, 88. That album is great. There's like five really good songs on it, and the rest are interesting to listen to. But these guys are like they're like a punk rockabilly mix. There's a song, "I Can Speak American."
Right, right.
Which is, you've heard that one before, right?
I don't know. Punk rockabilly mix.
It is.
The Blue Messiahs?
Screaming Blue Messiahs.
I don't know if I ever heard them.
Really? You've heard the song, though. You've heard that song.
I don't know. I think I said yes just to keep the flow going.
Just to shut me up. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
usually what my wife does, too.
Right.
But let's see. Shut your mouth. Can you catch that at all?
Yeah. Sounds a lot better.
This is "I Can Speak American." It's just a fun little bouncy. I could see myself, you know, rocking this, hanging out in the club, listening to these guys.
A little bit.
That's kind of the sound. And it's this punk sort of, but rockabilly punk.
Gotcha.
And I really got a kick out of it. And I have this album somewhere, Bikini Red, in my pile of stuff. But let me pause this here. Here we go. Fade that out real well. it's one that is, it's like this high energy fun. And you can't frown while listening to this album. There's no sadness involved. It's all happy fun, right. Jumping around. And, you know, sometimes you need that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's one of mine, and that's the Screaming Blue Messiahs. The album is Bikini Red from 87 or 88, something like that.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. Oh, it's a fun one. This is one that was Drop the Needle and Let It Go.
Right, right. Interesting.
You know, and for those of you who were born after 1987, Drop the Needle is this thing that we used to do because an album would have two sides. And when I say album, I mean that big circle plastic thing,
Black
plastic thing, the big round that you'd put on this thing called a record player. And you place this record on the record player and you drop this needle. And the needle is the thing that made the sound come through. And there's a whole science behind that. But you drop the needle and let it play. As opposed to find one song and go to the next song and pick and,
Right.
What I'm trying to say. Generally, anybody who's got a brain will know that they're smarter than I am, and that's just how it is.
But yeah, back in the day, we used to sit down.
This is a Drop the Needle album, yeah.
Yeah, sitting down and listening to a new album was like sitting down and having dinner with a good friend, you know? You open it up and you put it on the turntable, you clean it all up, clean the needle, and got all ready, started reading the liner notes, and it was a big deal back then, you know? And now, like you say, you
drop the needle and you listen to it with your friends, and, you know,
put the needle
there's
on the
some
record.
That was like, let the drum beat play. dance. Sorry. That was horrible. Laugh at me later.
Yeah.
Father Brian bumps and grooves and needles. Bumps, grooves, and needles. Somehow, I can make that sound dirty. Sorry, I apparently have had a glass of wine or seven today. So, yes, bumps and grooves and needles, baby.
Bumps, grooves, and needles.
Sorry, that was horrible. So that's that. So what was your next one?
Well, I'm going to jump in really quick, and I want to say one thing before I go to my next one, because I don't really know a lot about my next one, even though I went and saw them in concert and thought they were excellent, but I watched.
I keep giggling because I'm seeing what Father Brian's saying, and I go,
"Yeah,
Father Brian." So basically, every time I giggle like that,
yeah,
it's because of you, brother. Thanks. So I'm sorry, Eric. I totally interrupted you.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I'm used to it. I was going to say, I watched the documentary on the Beastie Boys. over the weekend.
License
it was on Apple TV. Yeah, it was pretty good. They did it. Obviously, it was everybody but Adam Yauch or whatever his name is. But they did it in some theater. I'm assuming New York somewhere. It didn't look like Madison Square Gardens, but it could have been. I don't think it was, though. And everything was done by they were kind of emceeing the thing, and then they had the screen behind them.
I hate to interrupt you. It was Madison Square Garden and Landscaping. They were right next to the head shop and the dildo salespeople.
Right, exactly. Wholesale.
Dildo. Madison Square Gardens and Landscaping.
It could have been. I wasn't paying too much attention, but
no, sorry. I had to pull that out of my rectum because
I don't think it was Madison Square Gardens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So but anyways,
they were playing.
Yeah, they basically talk about how they met and what they went through to kind of become a band and who their mentors were and kind of, you know, what they did over however many, I don't know how many years it's been. They probably got started in early, probably they got started when Run DMC got started. So that was probably like, 82, 83? Maybe. That's when they were kids. Yeah, and they got.
I can't remember when License to Ill like 85.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I'm just going off the top of my head, you know.
Yeah, it's probably pretty close.
I'm still stuck on you saying mentor. Mentor can't even touch her. don't encourage him. He'll keep saying stuff like that. So, anyways.
Yeah.
So you were watching that show.
Kind of tells the whole story about Beastie Boys and all the way up through the third one's death. Yauch and I forgot how to pronounce his last name. Adam Yauch, I think it is. But it was pretty good. It's at least worth watching one time. They did a pretty good job. So,
And you gotta watch that over the weekend. Boys with Beastie.
Yeah. But getting back to my second pick, which I don't really know much about, from San Francisco, I saw him in concert not too long ago at. A place in Detroit and small venue. I took Fuckballs with me. She was out just kind of hitting. She was out hitting on men, trying to find a man to go home with or whatever.
Find a mate that wasn't you.
Right. And the name of the band is the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Yeah, you ever heard of it?
Is that familiar?
Yeah, let me play you. Let me go back to.
See if you can do that without blowing my ear out this time.
Did I blow your ear out last time?
Oh, yeah, quite well.
Oh, hold on.
I was a good boy and I turned it down and I tried to shut my pie hole to, give you the opportunity to make it sound awesome. And, my ears are bleeding, but that's a whole different story and I'm okay with it.
Can you hear this or no?
What you're playing right now?
Yeah.
No, not a thing.
I didn't think so.
Nothing's coming through.
All right.
Here, this is going to be fun. I'll be quiet now.
Yeah, this one's kind of like a instrumental, but it's one of their more popular ones.
A little bluesy.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of 70s bluesy. Kind of almost 60s. Kind of reminds me of like Vietnam kind of whatever.
Psychotic? Psychedelic?
Something that's in a Vietnam movie.
Yeah.
But you kind of get the gist of it, right?
Yeah. When did these guys come out with this stuff?
So, I'm not sure. They've been around since 1990.
Okay, so it's that song's been out for a little while. They're doing the 60s retro thing.
A little bit, yeah. They're kind of instrumental. Kind of songwriters. Real serious about what they do. When I saw them in concert, I think it was at Majestic. The lead singer, the guy, I think it was just the guy that heads up the band, also the lead singer, he must have stopped one song five times. because he's like, it's not right. It's not right. Got to change this. Got to do this, blah, blah, blah.
And oh, so they were basically performing live practicing.
Yeah, pretty much. And it was like, if it wasn't perfect, he didn't want to play it. That was like the feeling I got. Okay. It's like, no. Stop. And like this one guy was standing next to me. He's like, these guys are awesome. They don't play unless it's perfect. You know, something along that lines.
I don't know. Well, you know, when you get 17 beers and the big guy on the, right. the side of the, and he's the one that, well, I was actually this guy. So if he's the one, you know, carrying the guitars in, yeah.
Right.
You know that guy's a little bit biased.
Right.
I've been that guy.
Yeah.
I've been biased, but I've also had good reason to be biased.
Yeah.
And you know as well as the next cheese.
Yeah, they're from San Fran.
Yeah.
Been around a little while.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a documentary out there by the name of Dig that is supposedly all about them.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't know a whole lot about them. I just know I've heard a lot of their stuff.
Uh-huh.
Again, I'm a...
All right, give us the name of this one again that you just played for us.
That is... I have to look at the word.
Come on, your radio show host thing is horrible. You got to say it a couple times.
Name I know, I'm going to get tongue-tied. I'm going to get tongue-tied saying it. I know it. That's why I didn't tell you the name.
Right.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, Eric does it English so good.
Yeah, well.
His wordy hole doesn't make him so good.
A-N-E-M-O-N-E.
Anomaly.
Yeah, anomaly, right?
Anomaly. Sure. What is that for? That's the name of the album?
That's the name of the song that I just played. Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. I had to hear it from somebody else.
And the name of the band is?
The Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Yep.
All right. And that was Anemone by the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, for some reason.
KQL, the Rock of Detroit.
Anemone. Whatever.
We're here playing the hits all night for you.
Good times.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, and you're joining me on a trip through nowhere. Cuckoo, ka-choo. So that was my horrible radio voice. Yeah, that was a Beatles reference. You like the cuckoo, ka-choo Beatles reference? You're welcome.
Well, we used to go down to the Post in Detroit after the Wings games.
Right.
The DJ down there used to say that all the time.
Cuckoo, ka-choo. Right. Hey, just so you know, I got to get this out tonight. I am so happy we're doing this show. I am enthusiastically apathetic.
What?
Exactly. You can listen to that later and go, what?
The hell is going on now?
Exactly. So I had to throw in a couple of things. Actually, you know what? I'm going to save this one for when we do our – yep, that happened. Because we've got a new segment tonight. Didn't even know that we were going to talk about this, but we're doing a yep, that happened. That segment's coming up after I throw out my second music choice for the week show thing. But yeah.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Yeah, we're going to do this new segment called Yep, That Happened. Because
I'll be right back. Hold that thought.
I'm going to talk about it, and you just go off and do what you're going to do. And then
just talk real slow, and I'll be back in 23 seconds.
Right, one flush later. I better hear the flush because I got to get some payoff on this somehow. So we decided that in as much as we love talking about music, and we're going to continue to do that forever and ever because we're audiophiles or whatever you call that particular word. We like the music-y things, and we prefer that to the political-y things. But we still think it's important that we acknowledge the stupidity that's happened during the week. So we decided that we're going to do an episode or a little brief something every show. It's basically going to be our little segment called, Yep, That Happened. And then we'll acknowledge shit that happened, and then we'll just get right past it.
Oh,
so
is this where I say Kwame got pardoned?
No, because I still have to do my last musical thing. Then we'll do our Yep, That Happened.
Oh, okay.
I was just talking about it.
All right.
You know, is setting it up for the next 18 shows that we're going to do it. And Alpha Mike, dude, thanks for stopping by.
Alpha Mike's back.
Yeah. Father Brian, Alpha Mike, we got more than, you know.
Yeah, glad to have you guys.
People who are not related to us are actually joining in. We dig it. Yeah. So my other one is a band from the, early 80s. It's got to be early 80s. Now that I think about it, I should have checked this out first.
This ain't the Bee Gees again, is it?
Sorry, early 90s. No,
oh, 90s. Oh, it's not the Bee Gees.
Not the Bee Gees. And this is one that I fell in love with while I was in college. And because their band or their album, Never Loved Elvis, came out while I was in college somewhere in the 90s, early 90s. Like,
what's the name of the band? What's the name of the album?
The album is Never Loved Elvis, and it is by The Wonder Stuff.
The Wonder Stuff? Where do you pick up this stuff from? I wonder where you pick this stuff up from.
That is a great way to use the band's name within your question. And I love that you wonder where I get this stuff from, because The Wonder Stuff, where I was going to college was there was a good underground up-to-date music group of friends of mine. And we would follow things. And this is before the internet. So, you know, it was whatever's on the radio. But then we would go to the store, we'd go to the record store, and then this looks goofy. And I bought the Wonder Stuff on a dare, more or less. And I'm like, this is just great. Yeah. And I really love the piano work. And this is a song from that album, Never Loved Elvis, and it's called Size of a Cow. Huh. And you're like, what the hell is going on with this? But the guy's voice is very distinctive. I believe he's the son of a guy who played for REO Speedwagon or somebody like that. His dad was somebody famous. But this guy's voice is very distinctive, but they've got great piano. And if we can do this, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Simple drums, simple guitar, simple vocals. Put together in a way that just makes it fun. But his voice is very particular, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it sounds like the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Rush. Yeah, it's got a little bit of REO Speedwagon, got a little bit of Rush in him.
Yeah.
There's something to it, but it's he's the kid of somebody famous. And he
Do you know his last name?
That guy. I don't know. It was never important to me. This was 1991. Okay. This came out. And,
yeah, don't worry about connecting the dots. That's not very interesting.
Yeah, that would require research and us actually paying attention. but there was another song.
I don't want to know the backstory on it.
Yeah, as I put to one of my buddies at work earlier this week, he was trying to explain to me what was going on with This Is Broken and This Is Happening, and This Is Going On. And I said, look, as Al Pacino said, I'm in Ocean's 13. I'm not interested in the labor pains. I just want the baby. So the next one, the other song on this, and by the way, there's like seven great songs on this album. That would be The Wonder Stuff, Never Loved Elvis. What a great album.
Sounds like a sitcom to watch after school.
Yeah, you're welcome. I can do that voice too. But no, this next one is Caught in My Shadow, which you might recognize because this one's been around. And it's also a very good good instruments, good use of stuff. It's not complicated, but it's complex enough to keep your interest. Or at least mine. And I love the guitar work. Just very simple, straightforward, up and down. Good harmony with the vocals. The song actually tells a story that means something. It's 90s music.
What's the name of this band?
This is The Wonder Stuff.
Oh, it's still The Wonder Stuff?
Yeah, and that song is Caught in My Shadow.
Oh, I was wondering if we're moving on to the next one, but
no,
we're
still The Wonder Stuff. Is my second one, and this is the last one, and then I'm done. Okay. We can move on to our next segment of, yep, that happened. But so that's The Wonder Stuff. And I really, really, you know, they're one of these bands that's like, I don't know how many albums they sold. They didn't go platinum. They did pretty good in the UK charts.
The American band or a UK band or
UK band. They did okay in the US a bit, but you know, it's nothing crazy, but it's just good music. And
yeah,
it's like, you know, I just want to share some good music. And that's why we do this segment, is to pull out the stuff that, you know, people don't normally listen to and go, hey, give a listen to this. This is a good tune.
I think it was, right? I think it was a good idea that we started this.
I'm happy that we started this. I think it's great. And, you know, plus I get to, oh my gosh, I forgot about that one. And I forgot about that one. You know, all that other stuff, you know.
Right, right.
And that's half the fun of the music, is finding it again and going, oh, that one's a great one. You know, you pull up an old cassette tape that you made for somebody 13 years ago or 30 years ago, and you go, oh, look, oh, that song, that was the one that was hidden in the thing with the stuff with the behind the, oh, that was great. And then you just do it real gentle-like, you know? I don't know what any of that meant. Did you get any of that?
Not really, no.
Okay, excellent. So perfect. I'm right on par with what I expected. I don't English so good either.
Right.
My mouthy hole is not making the words properly.
No, that's fine. You're fine. Mm-hmm. So what do you got next? What's yep, that happened.
Well,
what we got?
Let's move into our segment of stuff that happened during the week. And our segment is called, yep, that happened. So it's basically a, really, we have to deal with this crap, but this is what's going on. So I found out that, well, here's something that happened.
All right.
I guess we should start it that way. Here's something that happened. I bought 0 shares of GameStop this week.
Yeah, I didn't buy any either.
Okay, then.
Yep, that happened. Yep, that didn't happen. Huh?
Do you have anything to go with, yep, that happened? Because I have a list of things.
No, I was just going to say I didn't buy any Bitcoin this week.
That's probably a good idea, too, to not buy any of that.
Anyways, no, go ahead.
So Saturday Night Live came back for the first show of 2021 on Saturday and spanked some crazy monkeys.
Who was the host?
It was one of those dudes from The Office, the younger guy from The Office.
Oh, man, I never seen The Office.
That's all right. You're not missing much. But it was pretty funny. They really lambasted some people. And the cold open was good. Yeah. Alpha Mike, thanks for sharing. And Cardigan, Swarden? Cantatar Warden. Can't get a word in. Thanks for joining us. Can't get a word in.
Oh yeah, check that out. I like that. Can't get a word in. I feel like I'm talking to Bill.
I looked at him. Exactly.
I know. It's like the Johnny Carson show.
So SNL did some funny shit this weekend. That was pretty good.
Are they getting? Are they actually funny now? Or can't get a word in. Like to call in.
Barely. Here we go. Let him or her get a word in. Just so that way. Well, ironic with the name.
What's going on?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear us?
How you doing?
Eartha can't get a word in.
How is can't get a word in?
Not to my knowledge. No. I don't know.
You don't know?
So I already know what's happening. Can't get a word in is all pre-recorded.
Oh, is it?
There you go.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everything's pre-recorded. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Their own words. That was easy to pick up on. And, dude, I dig it. I love the style. I love the cut of your jib. Get off my show just for a minute.
What is this? Your farewell speech?
Thank you. All right, Mel. Mel Brooks.
Robin XX entered the live studio.
This is great. No, I can't get a word in. I dig it, man. I do.
Was I supposed to ace him like that?
Yeah, it's fine. Right? I just, because I'd like to keep flowing forward with some yep that happens. But no, can't get a word in. I dig the cut of your jib. I like what you're throwing out. It just doesn't fit at the moment. So we'll get you back, brother. I definitely dig it.
We're much too serious for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, his stuff is actually like would make more sense in a real show, and we're not even barely that.
I like how he says that, though.
That was pretty freaking sweet. I
did. It was. That was good stuff.
And, you know, and I understand how much time it takes to make all that and put it all together and find it and record it and set it up and get it on.
Yeah. Just like your answer machine back from the 80s.
Do that. Yeah, you remember that one? Did I play that for you?
No, but you told me about it.
Oh, I found that. I actually have it somewhere. Oh.
Well, you should play that. Play that and.
Yeah, I don't know. Did I save it on this thing?
Well, so can't get a word in still in the live studio. At least he didn't take it personally that you cut him off like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am sometimes a large Merrill organ. So here's something else that, that happened. The Republican Party appears to be okay with sedition as long as it's on their side.
I don't even know.
Whatever. But
yep, that happened.
Keep calm. Yep, that happened. iPhone photos. No, I don't have anything on this computer right now. That is my.
Oh, can't sleep, Leonard. Can't sleep 1, 2, 3. I couldn't sleep last night. I fell asleep around 7 o'clock to like 9. I couldn't get back to sleep. Wide awake.
Well, don't do that.
I know. What else do you got?
Apparently, Rudy is going to go broke this week or soon because he's getting sued for that thing about the stuff with the deal that he lied about.
Oh, is he? You mean Rudy, Trump's lawyer, Giuliani?
Yeah, the what do you call it? The other people who like tally stuff for votes and things said that their machines are actually okay and you're lying about it. So kiss my ass and give us $1 billion.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. So, and then apparently a complete psychotic representative from Georgia was assigned a responsible cabinet post. So that happened.
That's interesting.
Yeah, whatever. And then here's something else that happened that we're going to talk about for about 48 seconds. I found out this week that I'm actually related to famous people.
Who? I'm famous.
Well, aside from you, and I'm not related to you as far as you know. No. But no, I have, remember, Jack London, author of Call of the Wild and White Fang, American author. Yeah. My birth mom's father, his family. So basically through his family, I'm a seventh cousin with Jack London.
Huh. That's interesting.
It gets better though.
Yeah.
And birth mom's mom's side of the family, so my grandmother, my grandmother's side of the family, I am eighth cousins with Emily Dickinson.
Really?
Go figure.
Wow.
Yeah. There's That's apparently some talent in my blood. Oh, Dickinson. I didn't get any of it, so.
Well, you never know. You never know. Still time left.
And there, my peoples and folks, is exactly how much detail we're going to give on all of the fun stuff that happened this week and how political we're going to get because, that happened.
Yeah, that happened. It's over.
That happened, and now it's over.
I kind of like it.
What else you got, brother?
Yeah, I'm just reading right now. I'm on Yahoo News, and you're not going to believe what happened.
I can't believe what happened.
Oh. Eyewitness takes photos of alleged UFO above California freeway.
Yep,
that happened. Yep.
Actually, let me put it to you this way. Yep. That happened.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Can you taste the sarcasm?
Yeah.
Just a little, that happened.
A little side note. Bill's a non-believer in UFOs, and I am a super strong believer in UFOs that they exist within our hemisphere. But so I did say that I encourage them to come pick me up. And if I get picked up, Bill's house is the first on. It's the first stop I'm making, so you better have a bag packed. That's all I got to say, because we're going for a little ride.
When they do show up and they're there, then I'll go, okay, well, here's the UFO people. So you are right, Eric, but I will tell you, I will kick the bucket before I see a UFO or a you know, person from another planet.
All right.
It's just how it's going to be.
Yeah. So dudes in gray are going to come and I don't know. Just.
Right.
Anyways.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Look, let me put it to you this way. You got to let me get through this whole thought. Stupidity can be defined as obstinate overconfidence.
Yeah. Well, it's already proven.
Just stop. Stupidity can be defined as obstinate overconfidence, and nothing in the world can change my mind from the brilliance of that thought.
Oh, my God. You know, you are so black and white.
You totally missed the sarcasm, you cheese whiz that I love.
I think I did. It must have went right over and got my head.
Stupidity can be defined as obstinate overconfidence. What do you think obstinate overconfidence is?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I'm so full of myself, I know I'm exactly correct, and there's nothing to change my mind. Well, nothing can change my mind about the brilliance of that thought.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm saying I'm stupid.
Well, you go a little deeper than what my vocabulary will allow.
Two sentences. Brevity and comedy. You know, this year, in fact, has proved that hindsight is 2020. Let that sink in.
Yeah. You
with me?
Yeah.
You're not paying any attention to me anymore. You're done with me.
I am. You're getting too deep. I see that Rome entered the live studio.
Rome. The entire country? City of Rome?
Yeah, the city. Well, no, it's – well
– Rome is a city.
All roads lead to Rome. It's its own it's not a city, is it? Rome's considered a
– can't get a word in said exactly correctly. All roads lead to Rome.
Yeah.
Rome is here. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I want to be a Flintstone. So, since you're at a stalling point, I think it's imperative that we follow through with the secondary portion of what I'm supposed to say, as required by the law offices of Jameson Walker and Smirnoff. It is imperative we express clearly. It is imperative we express clearly. This channel is for entertainment purposes only. Very little. All shows are poorly researched and based solely on the misinformed opinions of the hosts. Any semblance of rational thought, factual information, or coherent concepts is purely coincidental. Under no circumstances should any of these weasels' ramblings be thought of as researched or well-reasoned. Disruptive, rude, obnoxious, or other similar wordy adjectives are, in fact, the result of minimal show prep and no research. If you are not at least giggling or sniggering on occasion, you just don't get it. You should hang up.
Yeah.
Should you listen to these weasels, we hold no responsibility for your high blood pressure, liver disease, or peanut allergies, as these weasels can barely speak English. It is sad to say that any reaction
you're going to have to cut that down by like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to bridge between the two.
No, you know what I was thinking of was the Vatican. The Vatican is the world's smallest country.
Sure, I'll buy that for a dollar.
Not Rome. I was thinking the Vatican, but whatever.
Right, and the Vatican has their own walls and their own museum that no one's allowed to go see. And, their own house for wayward boys. Although you never see them. Sorry, that was horrible.
Yeah.
We're going to finish on that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to hell.
Oh, man.
If there was a hell, I'm going to be there. In fact, I'll save a table for all my friends.
Right, right.
I'll get the first round.
Yeah. I'm trying to find for a loss of words.
That's that. Hey, I got to tell you this, though. Went over and stopped over at my buddy's house. One of my buddies who I've known forever and ever and ever, since we were 4 years old. And he was one of my bike riding buddies, and he still rides his bicycle all the time. And when I say bike riding, I mean actual pedal bicycles.
Like
12 and 15.
We're not talking Harley or, Heritage.
No, I'm talking road racing,
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Bicycles that.
Like Lance Armstrong kind of bike.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because we used to do that when we were little, or, you know, teenagers and stupid and crazy. Well, I still have my bike in there then. Excuse Bless me. You. And thank I you. Dropped it off at his house because he's got all the skills and talent yeah, and the tools. Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you.
He's got all the stuff to fix that. So yeah. come sometime this summer, I'm going to have my old new bicycle.
And really?
I get to ride my bike again.
Well, this is what I'm thinking about doing.
I'm going to get myself before somebody else does it. I'm tired of being round.
What are you going to do? Round's a shape. Round's
I
a know, shape.
But
right?
It's not the shape I want to be.
Yeah. I mean, round can be sexy.
Hey, look, I got to tell you this. I have six-pack abs. I just keep them safely tucked behind this quarter barrel.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
They're protected. Right. What I want to do is start a slow roll in Plymouth.
Oh. Yeah.
But I got to talk to the police department and all that. So when we're crossing over like Main Street and some of these other roads that
right. maybe we can get some assistance right away or something. Things.
Yeah. But if I ask them, they probably will tell me not to do it because I don't know. So I got to figure that out. But I think that might be kind of cool. Detroit has a couple of them.
Yeah, and really what you need to do is wait until the COVID shit's completely over.
Yeah, yeah. This might even be like but, they have the music in the park until the weekend of Labor Day. And then it stops. And I'm thinking, well, maybe we'll do Slow Roll on Friday nights, the same night they have music. But for September and October and just do it for a couple of months, you know,
yeah.
Have like a little dollar buy-in or something. And it goes to some charity or something.
But you got one of those bike things, right?
I bought a brand new mountain bike 2 years ago. And there's not even
got, 8 miles on it.
There's not even a foot on it. I probably rolled it. Not even
from
a half
the car
block.
Into the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I did more work turning up the stairs than I did anything.
Yeah.
So it's on my list to get on that thing somehow.
Well, you know what you can do though, and this is something that my buddy Chris was telling me about is he's got a cage that he sets his bike on.
Yeah.
And basically it just clamps onto the bike and the back wheel spins on this free form motor and it's connected to the internet. And you can ride with friends just by having this thing connected. And it's the wildest thing. And there's so much that can be done now with technology. I'm not going to go out and buy one of those mirror things. And I'm not
going to
buy
I thought you were going and trying to tell me there was training wheels I could buy or something like that.
Well, there are training wheels you can get for yours. In fact.
Just in case.
Well, knowing you, we're going to need something that is essentially cast iron.
Well, I'm going to be in shape here pretty soon. So watch what you say.
You got to be getting a lot. You got to have lost something because of.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I think I'm down like 15 pounds. No, I'm down like 15 pounds.
It's a start, brother.
Yeah. Another 15 and I'll be right in there.
Right, another 15, you'll be competing with
the Tour de
Marvel. Tour well, no, Plymouth. You'll be the next guy for the. They'll be looking at you for Captain America.
Right. Anyways, my body's pretty resilient though. I just gotta get on track here, and it's tough, you know.
Yeah, well, you gotta stick with it.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
But anyways.
So that's enough of that.
Yeah.
So eventually we'll be riding bikes. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Maybe you could ride your bike over here one night. Okay. Weekend.
Yeah. If I do that, then you had better have a case of beer ready for me.
I'll have a case of beer and a steak.
Well, because it takes me an hour to drive to your house in a car.
Yeah.
And that's expressway. Yeah. Now, I've ridden my bicycle to a lot of different places, but you're 60 miles away, right?
Probably, yeah. I mean, if you could ride the expressways, that'd be one thing, but going down the back roads, I don't know.
I bet I could get there. If it takes me an hour to get there on a car, I bet I could get there in 2.5 hours. I'd do 60 miles in 2.5 hours.
60, yeah. I mean, if you averaged, what, 12 miles an hour?
I can average 30 miles an hour.
No, you but can't.
You
think you're Lance Armstrong?
I used to be able to average 30 miles an hour. When we did the Belle Isle marathons.
Yeah.
When we were teenagers, we had five of us, and we ride in the team line. You know.
Yeah.
Draft off each other.
Yeah.
We used to practice and stuff like that. We used to ride, you know, 3-4 hours a day. But when we would do it was 5 miles around Belle Isle. The lap, one lap is 5 miles, and we could do a lap in like 11, 12 minutes or 14 minutes or whatever. However it was, we figured it out that there was a number of laps in a row, probably 20 to 25 miles in a row, five laps that we did, and we averaged 33 miles an hour for that lap, for those 25 miles.
Hmm. Good for you guys.
Well, yeah, but again, that's you're drafting off each other, and you know,
yeah,
you go for a quarter mile, half a mile, and then the next guy comes up, and then the next guy comes up, and you'd be amazed at all the fun cycling stuff that I think I used to know.
Yeah, I'm for sure.
I'm sure all the technology is huge and crazy and all that, way better than it used to be. Even just look at my buddy with his new bikes, and you know, I've got my 35-year-old Schwinn Voyager.
Does that come with a chain guard?
No, but back in the day, because I bought
Voyager. I remember the Schwinn Paramount. I used to work at Schwinn. I used to build bikes at Schwinn. The Paramount was like the cat's ass.
Mine was the Schwinn 11.8, Voyager 11.8.
I don't even remember the Voyager. Is that built in the 60s or the 70s?
Early 80s.
All right.
80,
same time I worked there.
I think I bought it in 84.
Hmm.
And it was
Voyager.
They only made it a couple years, but it was one of the lighter ones. And then I went and switched out my wheels and got concave. It was concave rims, which was like all the shit back then.
The Voyager. This is like a hybrid. Wait. Hold on. This is probably
mine was an 18 speed. I added some different stuff. So anyways, I added some stuff to it and basically took this 24-pound or 21-pound bike and I made it into a 17-pound bike. And I take it over to my buddy's house this weekend and he's like, yeah, I can make it work and we'll do this, that. Here, take a look at my new bike with the carbon fiber and all this other stuff. I pick it up and it's like a 7-pound bike.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole thing. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you know,
and
what?
We used to think that, you know, 18, 17 pounds was great for a bike.
Yeah, when we were all kids, we all, mm-hmm. you know, used to like weigh 140, 160 pounds. That was right. One thing. But now that we're older, I don't know if 18-pound bike matters anymore.
Yeah, and I honestly, and I told him, I says, look, I don't care. I just want it to work. It doesn't have to be racing quality. I just need it to work.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm looking at it right now.
It's a good bike. Mine was the black.
Yeah. There's the black one, so I'm looking at it actually.
Yeah. How much you go black for these days?
I don't know. Schwinn Voyager 11.8 bike forums.
I probably when he's done fixing it up. Yeah, mine was probably an 82, 83.
Okay.
My 1981 Schwinn Latour was stolen.
Oh, yeah, Latour, that's right. I forgot about those.
And that one was stolen like a year after I had it, and that was a great bike.
Yeah.
I bought the Voyager. I'm like, oh, that was great. So
yeah, I remember when I used to work at Schwinn, I bought this old French racing frame back there, and it had like a ding in the top crossbar, and nobody wanted it. My buddy saw it, and I saw it at the same time, and my buddy's like, I want to buy it and build a single speed out of it. So we can ride a single speed around. And I bought it before he did, but I built it. And I remember back then it was such a big deal. We were all kids, but like, I'm going to buy
the one speed.
Yeah, camping. I'm going to buy like Campagnolo derailleurs and I'm going to get like, you get all that great stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, it essentially we only rode to school or rode around the subdivision, but we always had to have like, you know, I'm getting the seat that's like, you know, 4.6 ounces and,
right.
You know, I'm going, you know, whatever. It's kind of funny.
Well, and but see, you guys did that, whereas me and my buddies did the same thing, except we actually rode marathons with them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we used to ride
seriously. There were days that, you know, I'd get on my bike and just, you know, and here, this is their early 80s.
Yeah.
I'm 14 years old. I hop on my bike and just ride for 4 hours.
Yeah.
You get home from school at 3:15.
Yeah.
Drop off my books, hop on my bike, and just start riding. End up downtown Detroit somewhere, you know, some neighborhood I'm not supposed to be in, and turn around and just keep riding back.
Huh.
You know, what are they, you can't run after me. I can ride faster than that.
Yeah, we used to do that to Ann Arbor, back and forth to Ann Arbor on Saturdays. Yeah. Used to go to the bike shops.
Yeah. Fun stuff. All right, I'm done with you.
Yeah, I'm done with you too.
I bet you are.
Let me see.
Let's do this again in a couple of days. Let's stop by and see you on Wednesday, and let's have a little discussion about some new music, some new old music we like.
You
can go.
You know the name of this song. Leave the Leaving to Me.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Did I not say that?
My
mouth stopped working for a minute.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
You can just leave the Leaving to Me.
I'll leave it on.
No, leave it.
Leave the song on for a minute. Second. All right. Yeah. Bill, it's been lovely.
So you say.
I'll be in contact with you shortly. Thanks, everybody else, for listening on this wonderful Sunday night.
And of course, Lee Lofts and Jameson Walker and Smirnoff want you to just relax and don't sue us for being stupid, because we are.
Exactly. Well,
that was the easiest disclaimer I could do.
All right.
Leave it to them.
All right.
Leave it to Lofts, Jameson Walker, and Smirnoff.